This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Key questions are still unanswered after the Houston Music Festival tragedy that left 8 people dead. The AP's Julie Walker with what we know so far.
Houston police and fire were deeply involved in safety measures for the music festival. Now the city's police department is leading the criminal investigation where a surging crowd killed 8 people as video on social media shows many at the concert trying to get the performance to stop. The county's top elected official is calling for a separate independent review. Crowd safety experts say outsiders could help avoid conflicts. Harris County, which owns the venue, is considering its own investigation. Meanwhile, Travis Scott has offered to pay for the funerals, refund tickets, and canceled his appearance at a Vegas concert. I'm Julie Walker.
Protesters in Los Angeles say a mandate requiring city and county workers to get COVID shots is not legal, in their opinion. Christopher Adams is an L.A. school bus driver. He was among those rallying against the mandate yesterday.
I'm going to fight tooth and nail. This isn't right. This is unconstitutional.
He talked to Fox 11 Los Angeles. Facebook whistleblower Frances Haugen is warning about the company's next move. She warns that the metaverse, the virtual reality world the company's promising, will be addictive and rob you of yet more personal information. She says it'll also give the company most of us know as Facebook another online monopoly. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says inequality can prevent the economy from reaching its potential. He's stressing the Fed's commitment to reducing unemployment as broadly as possible. A court in Spain is ordering 12 men to be held in custody on suspicion they faked an in-flight medical emergency to make a plane land in Mallorca so they could enter Europe illegally. This is AP News. Robinhood, the investing app, is explaining a hack. The AP's Mike Rossi has got this.
The investing app Robinhood said Monday it was hacked last week. In a statement, Robinhood said hackers accessed some personal information for roughly 7 million users and demanded a ransom payment. Robinhood said it believes no social security numbers, bank account numbers, or debit card numbers were exposed. For most affected customers, the only information obtained by the hackers was an email address or a full name, although some customers had more extensive account details revealed. More than 22 million users have funded accounts at Robinhood. I'm Mike Gracia.
A 66-year-old Kansas man has died after an RV he was working on rolled off its safety equipment and onto him. Robert Brooks was making repairs to the RV, which was partially lifted off the ground with a floor jack and wheel chocks. He was under the RV when it rolled onto him. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.